Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kiddishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawatakwasin, to all of our relations. Thank you. music from Native American singer-songwriter Andrew Vasquez from his Makoshe music CD entitled Togo, and we featured his song Spirit Eyes. Ashkwe greetings and hello, everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Native Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. Yad Kiddushi Native Center had the honor to attend the 2004 National Congress of American Indians Convention as an accredited journalist. In today's program, we share segments of a press conference with Assistant Secretary of the Interior, Mr. Dave Anderson. As Director of the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs, Director Anderson is the primary representative of American Indian people before the White House in the U.S. Congress. Most listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio are familiar with the National Congress of American Indians. For those who may not know, let me read NCAI's description statement from their 2004 annual report, quote, "The National Congress of American Indians, NCAI, founded in 1944, is the oldest, largest, and most representative national Indian organization. NCAI serves the needs of a broad membership of Indian and Native governments, organizations, and people. The founding members of NCAI stressed the need for unity and cooperation among American Indian governments and people, protection of treaty and sovereign rights, and efforts to promote improved quality of life for Indian people. From its modest beginnings with some 100 members, NCAI has become the leading American Indian and Alaska Native membership organization, now serving a diverse network of nations, with a combined participation representing more than three-quarters of the American Indian and Alaska Native national population. The NCAI is organized as a representative congress to establish a consensus on national priority issues. Tribal governments pass laws to become members of NCAI, selecting official delegates to the NCAI convention, executive council, and conferences. The delegates debate and deliberate on issues of pressing concern at NCAI forums, presenting viewpoints in accordance with their government's policies, goals, and needs. NCAI has led and participated in a range of coalitions with other Indian national and regional organizations, business interests, environmental and civil rights groups, legal and other professional organizations, and other entities to support the goals of NCAI's broad-based membership," unquote. The 2004 National Congress American Indian Convention was a very important session. This year's theme focused on the 50th anniversary of the U.S. government's effort to terminate Indian tribes. NCAI, back in 1954, fought against this termination policy. They established a campaign for tribal self-determination as a fundamental right for Indian nations, which remains a cornerstone of NCAI's advocacy. The 1954 NCAI emergency meeting produced a Declaration of Indian Rights that made a very strong statement against termination. It established the principle that tribes must be informed and must give their consent before passing any legislation that would affect their rights. I consider this basic principle as tribal sovereignty, a nation-to-nation relationship. The 2004 National Congress American Indian Convention was also important in the way it exemplified the growing strength of Indian country in national and state political affairs. The Native Vote 2004 initiative included a range of related, nonpartisan, coordinated efforts to ensure that American Indian and Alaska Native people truly have a voice in the political process. NCAI's NativeVote.org website, for example, has helped encourage Indian peoples to learn about issues and vote. Indian country will no longer be neglected in the American political arena. Dave Anderson, appointed by President George W. Bush to head the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs, serves as the principal spokesperson for the Bush-Cheney administration on Indian affairs. having met and interviewed Assistant Secretary Anderson a number of times, I respect his personal concern for the well-being of American Indian and Alaskan Natives. I wish him well as he tries to carry out his responsibilities as head of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. There are many serious issues in Indian country that a director of the BIA must address. These include tribal sovereignty and self-governance, Indian health, Indian education, housing, treating rights, environmental protection, energy issues, trust reform, Native American Graves Protection Repatriation Act in sacred sites, Native American religious freedom, economic development, not to mention management of BIA budget, contracts, and services. These are many of the issues listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio over the years have learned about from our broadcasts. Only time will tell what Director Anderson's tenure at BIA will have accomplished. Before we listen to Assistant Secretary of the Interior Dave Anderson, I first want to express my personal appreciation and thanks to Tex Hall, President of the National Congress of American Indians, as well as to Jacqueline Johnson, NCAI's Executive Director, both of whom were very welcoming and helpful to me as a journalist at this year's Congress. We begin now by listening to BIA Director Dave Anderson responding to a number of questions of mine following up on his presentation in the morning plenary when he talked a little bit about the need for greater Indian involvement in American politics. He talked about Indian education and some of the Leadership Academy goals that he has for BIA schools. The press conference was a little disorganized, so you'll hear a lot of background noise, but I urge our listeners to pay attention to Assistant Secretary of Interior Dave Anderson. Once again, you are listening to Wolf Mountain Native Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, kinon wantakusin, to all of our relations.
You know, I can't tell you how many times that I've, in my travels across the country, that I've met with tribes that some of them have done quite well. The majority are still struggling. The real power, like I said this morning, lies within the leadership. We haven't done a good job putting a number of Indian people on buses and bringing them to auditoriums and filling up those auditoriums. In Minnesota or Wisconsin, we have enough tribes in Minnesota where we could fill up the Target Center. There's enough tribes in Wisconsin that we could fill up Lambeau Field and let our congressional people know and let our senators know that we are all voters. But we haven't done that. And I think as tribal leaders, we need to start filling up Greyhound buses or school buses and bringing our people to these conventions. We are not a force at conventions, and because of that, I don't care what, you know, how much whining or complaining we do about not having enough, we will never get the attention until we can get congressional people or senators to realize that we are voters and that we can start making a difference in how elections are won. And that's the real nuts and bolts of how we are going to make change in how Indian country gets funded. I was going to say, I don't think there's enough cattle prods for government. Yeah. Or starting out already behind, the last thing you want to do is cut the standards even more. We need to work them harder. We need to work them longer. Like I said earlier, the human mind, the human body, the human spirit was meant to be challenged. And when I was talking about this idea academy, is that one of their beliefs is that when their people are starting out behind, we need to rocket those kids towards success. We need to propel them towards success. And that will never happen if we're cutting the standards for these kids. So this has been one of my initiatives, is to, to say no child left behind is one thing, but also to have a vision. And I really believe the vision that I have of creating our schools for leadership academies and getting some educators in that have the vision that you know, it's not going to happen overnight, but we can make that change. What I wanted to say is that we are going to continue to have problems because of the way our people as a group, like I said earlier, are growing faster as a percentage wise than any other people group, and the amount of monies that we have to work with are not increasing at the same rate, and that, which is one of the reasons why I say if we are ever going to see a difference in there, we have to fill up some very major auditoriums with our Indian people as voters to get the attention, or we have to have million Indian people marches. But somehow, you know, just coming to meetings like this where there's very few people in that auditorium and complaining is not the answer. We have to take bigger steps, drastic steps, to let our congressional people and our senators know that we are voting people. You can't spend your way out of poverty. I really believe that some of the ideas that I have about turning our bureau schools into leadership academies and teaching our people about home ownership, how to build assets and using our homes as collateral so we can go and start small businesses. Our tribes will never be economically self-sufficient until we have cores of entrepreneurship. We have groups of people within the communities that have investment portfolios. We are not teaching our people anything about investing. We are not teaching our young people how to save and invest. And then as tribes, we are not using the resources that we've had. We just came through one of the biggest bull run markets this country has ever seen. And we have very few tribes that ever knew anything about taking their resources and investing it into developing significant resources financially. I'm a believer that some of our tribes, for instance, Red Cliff, you should be downtown Duluth buying up whole city blocks. And don't worry about putting that land into trust. Pay the frickin' taxes. Build yourself some assets that you can leverage. You can never leverage anything that you have into trust. But, you know, what requires us is to have thinking greater than we've ever had thinking before. We have to think larger. You know, China is a burgeoning economy that is some of our tribes. We should be investing overseas. But we've never had people to talk to us how to do that. And so one of my goals is to be able to access people with a whole different mentality than we've had access to before. In the Bureau, one of my concerns in economic development was we had people, God bless them, they're good people, they work hard, but all they do is manage guaranteed loan programs. We don't need that in today's environment. We need to access SEC attorneys that know how to be able to communicate with the brokerage houses so we can access capital markets. The response that I get from a lot of tribes that say we need bigger money, we need to access $50 million, we need to access $100 million, and in order to do that, we need an overhaul of how the Bureau has its economic development programs. But fundamentally, the tribes that are progressing are the tribes that have taken this process on themselves. And they have started initiatives within their own governments to think on a larger scale. Now, I happen to be familiar with your tribe. I know that would probably be a difficult thing just with the resources that you folks have to deal with. But one of my goals, like I said earlier, is that I want to take and highlight some of the tribes that have been successful and the type of thinking that it takes to do that so that you can take these audiovisual materials back to your tribe and actually have some things that you can show your council members of what you need to be doing so that you can, you know, you can progress. And I know it can be done because Famous Dave started on the edge of the Lacouture Reservation, and people told me that couldn't be done. And today we're $250 million in overall revenues, and in 7 years we expect to be a $1 billion company. Now that's just me. And I know the tribe, you know, where you are, if you just think bigger and have bigger dreams, that somewhere that good things can happen. But we have a long way to go, hopefully when I can get up, I'd be willing to talk to your council. Just don't ever give up those dreams.
Legislation's on the desk of a do-rag congressman. Now, he don't know much about the issue, so he picks up the phone and he asks advice of the senator out in Indian country, a darling of the energy companies who are ripping off what's left of the reservations. I learned a safety rule. I don't know who to thank. Don't stand between the reservation and the corporate bank. They'll send in federal tanks. It is a nice, but it's reality. Bury my heart, it won't fit me. Deep in the earth, cover me with pretty lies. Bury my heart, it won't fit me. They got these energy companies who want the land, and they've got churches by the cousins want to guide our hand and sign our Mother Earth over to pollution, war, and greed.
Get this quick!
Bury my heart, it won't
fit
me.
Bury my heart, it won't fit
me. Deep in the earth,
bury my heart, it won't fit
me. Cover me with pretty lies.
Bury my heart, it won't fit me.
that, of course, was singer-songwriter Buffy St. Marie, singing her classic Native American song entitled Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, and that was from her CD off of Chrysalis Records. We're going to continue with another segment featuring Assistant Secretary of the Interior, Mr. David Anderson, who heads the Bureau of Indian Affairs. What I'm going to share with you now is my live interview with Mr. Anderson. Following his comments at the press conference, I had a chance to ask to sit down with him before he left for Washington, D.C., and follow up some of my earlier questions of the press conference. So this is the live recording, unedited, just my direct questions and answers between Mr. Anderson and myself at the 2004 NCAI conference. Once again, you are listening to Wolf Mountain Native Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. My guest today on Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices is a very special person. He is the Assistant Secretary of the Interior. We know him as really one of the most special advocates for our Indian people, Mr. Dave Anderson. Thank you for being here, sir.
Thank you. I enjoy this opportunity to be able to address our Indian people. And one of the things I want to really start out is that as Indian people, we have come a long way, and many of us, including myself, have overcome many of the hardships and adversities. But I think as Indian people, one of the most important things is that we should never give up in believing that we can create change within our communities. I think we have to take responsibility for our sobriety. I think we have to take responsibility for working with our young people so that they can have hopes and dreams. And overall, I really believe that we need to go from being victims of change to becoming the architects of our own destiny. I think that for every Indian person, that what's really important is that it doesn't matter where you come from, it doesn't matter what you've been through. The most important thing that you recognize that as Native people, that we are proud people, that we are strong people and beautiful people, that we can have the same hopes and dreams as anybody else. And this is really the message that we need to get across to every one of our people, and especially our young people, that in this great country that we live in, that as Native Americans, America's first people, that we can do some incredible things.
Thank you. Your presentation today at the 2004 National Congress American Indians, I think, was really well appreciated by many of the tribal leadership and delegates. One of the main thoughts that I wanted to ask you about was you are really have a lot of challenges. This subject theme is new directions in Indian country, new directions for the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and you outlined some of the concerns you have with the Bureau. Would you just briefly mention how you hope to improve service to Indian people and some of the possible changes at BIA?
Well, I think every Indian person recognizes there's almost this love-hate relationship with the Bureau. You know, both of my parents were pretty much victims of the Bureau of Indian Affairs school system. My dad remembers being beaten by the school, but then later on in life, my mother worked for the Bureau, and today I find myself as the Assistant Secretary, head of the Bureau. As Indian people, I think that we recognize that the Bureau has been a significant resource to our people, but it has also caused a lot of hardship throughout our time. What's important today is that we have to have a new vision for the Bureau of Indian Affairs. We have to recognize that things cannot continue as they are. We need change. It's something that I am working very hard at creating. And some of the areas that are very important to me is education. One of my goals is to turn our Bureau schools into leadership academies, where it's my ultimate dream, where people can say, you know, you just got to get your kid into this Bureau school, because if you do, it's almost guaranteed that they will be accepted into any college in the United States. It seems like a far-fetched dream considering where a lot of education is today in Indian country, but it is a dream that we should have, and so we are working towards those things. We have some problem areas in law enforcement. The whole system is somewhat broke, where we have the judicial system where we don't have enough judges, or there's concerns about jurisdictional issues, and so we get somebody into the judicial system, then they're sent to a detention center or a jail, and once they get there, we don't have adequate staffing, or we don't have adequate resources to properly jail our people or rehabilitate them, and then once they do get out, then they're back into the community where we don't have adequate law enforcement, or we're short-staffed. So the whole system needs to be looked at, and this is
One of the important philosophies that I share with you is the concept of thinking big. As Native people, we need to understand now in the 21st century we're part of a global society, and economically I know our growth depends upon reaching out to the world. However, also as a traditional person, I'm concerned about that we protect our environment. I asked you this question in the plenary. Would you talk a little bit about BIA's important responsibility in conjunction with, say, EPA, for example, or the U.S. Forest Service and other agencies that protect land and natural resources, how BIA is going to continue to protect native natural resources and the environment?
Well, I think that we have a lot of work to do. I don't think it's been a priority in the past, but as a Native person myself, I have made it a priority. And for instance, my goals is that we ban phosphate soaps from reservations, because this is going into our aquifers. Another area is looking at all our school building. We just recently opened up the first green school. It's taken into consideration energy and environment. And going forward, we are now looking at implementing some of those same standards that we used to build the school, Baca de los Jay. I don't know if I quite said that, but we were looking at starting to build all our schools under the same green standards. But we have a lot of work to do in this area, and I think as Indian people we can take a leadership role in making sure that for future generations that we protect our environment. So, you know, I can't answer for what has gone on before me, but it is an important priority that I have made one of the top agenda items in my administration. So I appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk to our Indian people, and I just want to be very optimistic. I know some of our tribes have really progressed and are doing wonderful things, and my hat's off to them. And then I'm also concerned about some of our tribes that are still struggling, and I just want to encourage them to never give up hope. As Indian people, we need to come together, we need to work together, and I really believe that we can make a difference. So with that, I appreciate this opportunity, and just continue to stay true to our spirit and true to all the things that we hold to be sacred to us as Indian people. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Hey! You are listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitichi Native Center. Yat Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center is an intertribal culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yat Kitichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their worldviews in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yat Kitichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yat Kitichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing Indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yat Kitichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yat Kitichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yat Kitichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yat Kitichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yat Kitichi's Kinonwatakwasin Native Arts creates quality handcrafted traditional and contemporary fine arts. Please request our catalog of custom flutes, pottery, beaded necklaces, bracelets, earrings, leather pouches, hat bands, and chokers with bone. Yat Kitichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Please write us for our catalog of audio tapes available for purchase. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yat Kitichi Native Center, write to Yat Kitichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yat Kitichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinawatakwasin, to all of our relations.
Music you heard prior to our Yat Kitichi Native Center's program identification was an honoring song from Big River Cree Drum, off their Turtle Island Music CD. Their particular song was entitled Dreams. I chose that song out of respect to Assistant Secretary of the Interior, Mr. Dave Anderson, current head of the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs. Mr. Anderson is the 9th Assistant Secretary of Interior. In my journalism career, I've covered a number of assistant secretaries, such as Ross Swimmer, Kevin Gover, Miss Martin, and Neil McCaleb as example. I find Mr. Anderson to be a down-to-earth person. He is sincere in wanting to better the lives of Indian people. He has encouraged many Native youth to follow their dreams. He established the Youth Skills Foundation to help disadvantaged American Indian children. He also founded the Life Skills Center for Leadership, offering life-changing programs for at-risk Indian youth and young adults. His philanthropy, from being successful in business, has benefited Indian people. Dave Anderson has spent much time as a public speaker, sharing his optimism and inspiration with youth groups and community organizations throughout Indian country, encouraging people to follow their dreams and to be proud to be Native. Director Anderson has tried to improve Bureau of Indian Affairs administration and services, especially in the area of Indian education and tribal economic development, from his career experiences. Dave served on the Advisory Council of the American Indian Education Foundation. He was a member of the Presidential Advisory Council for Tribal Colleges and Universities. As an entrepreneur, Dave's business success created three major companies. His well-known Famous Dave's Barbecue restaurant chain of 87 restaurants in 23 states was recognized as a Native American business achievement by a Commission on Indian Reservation Economics. One important area of Bureau of Indian Affairs responsibility that greatly concerns me and many other Native peoples is BIA's responsibility in environmental protection and natural resources management in Indian country. Listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio may not realize that there are currently 562 federally recognized tribal nations and some 55.7 million acres of Indian land held in trust. Most tribal communities are dealing with serious land use, water, and energy issues, what in English is called the environment. To us traditional Native people, the environment, or the term resources, means sacred Mother Earth. Our cultural spiritual life ways are based on caring for Mother Earth in all of our relations, Kinon Wontakwesson. The animals and plants, trees, fish and marine life, sacred lands. Assistant Secretary Anderson's plenary speech to National Congress of American Indians made little reference to environment, energy, or natural resource issues facing Indian country. This bothered many of the delegates, including myself, that the representative of Indian people in Washington, the head of the BIA, did not consider the subject of caring for Mother Earth an important priority. During a question and answer session following Director Anderson's plenary speech at NCAI, I had the opportunity to ask him about BIA's environment and natural resources policy. I asked Secretary Anderson, how can the Bureau of Indian Affairs protect Indian land, Indian forests and waters, considering the Bush-Cheney administration's greedy exploitation of energy and natural resources, most of which is on Indian land? I also asked several questions pertaining to BIA's environmental protection responsibilities in view of the Bush-Cheney administration's disregard of many important environmental laws, such as the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, Toxic Substances Control Act, Endangered Species Act, and NAGPRA, Native American Graves Protection Repatriation Act, as example. Assistant Secretary of Interior Anderson's response to my question was polite, but of little real substance. When the plenary session was over, many chiefs and delegates thanked me personally for questioning Director Anderson on these important energy and environmental issues facing Indian country. I understand that the Bureau of Indian Affairs is a very large bureaucracy with many problems. I can understand that being the head of the BIA is probably similar to riding a rodeo bull. We at Yak Kitishi Native Center wish Director Anderson well during his tenure as Assistant Secretary of the Interior. We hope the words of Department of Interior Secretary Gail Norton in commenting on President Bush's nomination of Dave Anderson to be Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs is realized. Secretary Norton, in a September 12, 2003 Department of Interior press release, said this about the nominee Dave Anderson. Quote, his inspiring leadership, management expertise, and compassion for Indian issues will help us improve our ability to support tribal governments, unquote. Dear friends, we're nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Native American Radio. We shall conclude today's broadcast with two fine selections. The first will be a contemporary Native song by Lightfoot from his Native American Me CD. And of course, this particular song is entitled Ancestors. And we shall close today's session with the fine Young Gray Horse Singers with a traditional jingle dress song. This is from Near Canyon Record CD entitled Loyal to the Old Man, the Young Gray Horse Singers. Powwow songs recorded live at Browning, Montana. Until the next Wolf Mountain Native Radio program, this is your host and producer, Ernest Pritzker, thanking you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Aho, Kinawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
This one's just for you to lay back and listen to. Just chill with me for a minute. Listen to you, I did this up on this one, okay? Come on, bring that out. This one's dedicated to my ancestors, to those that walk from coast to coast with me. I know y'all been looking at me, you're watching my growth. Been checking on the progress since the day I made the oath. Y'all witnessed the path I made to run and never walk. Before there was all the power in these here words I talk. Yeah, there's a few of my own difficult and hard to reach. Still 9 out of 10 recognize the truth in what I speak. Warrior, they watch, stay alone on earth. Feel your hurt, so my Air Force Ones got your business dirt. Yes, I'm hearing them songs sung when the wind howls through. I hear them drums pound strong in the thunder, I'm feeling you. Oh, to the land burn flames, screamed ancestor names for ancestor pains. Oh, there's still no one to blame. You do not do what they did to your spirits in the flesh. Cause once the flesh rests, the soul remains. It don't forget. Vengeance to grandfather as our mother earth cries. The guilty hung themselves with arrogance, pride, and lies.
My ancestors. I just gotta give tribute. Give it up to you. My strength comes from you. My ancestors. I recognize.
I don't compromise my belief to stand for the weak. So the rap game stay blind to this cheap MC they see. Don't prostitute the truth, tone it down, sugarcoat. So you probably ain't gonna see Lightfoot getting ready, folks. All but a ride with ancestors till death takes me under. But for now, spit lyrics like crazy horse sprung with thunder. It's no wonder I'm blessed with success on the battlefield. So native relations give me strength and battle skills. Power to go when no other native has ever ventured before. I'm like Aztec math, perfect with my warpath score. Stay on the warpath more than my spirit roam the land. No one owns the man, so spirit free and one after plan. Medicine fathers, I recognize the whole council. Recognize my body twice best, first born in the mound still. So no choice, signal clear, yet my voice makes white noise. These words from dreams of holy ancestor being
my ancestors. I feel you give me every day. My ancestors, you walk with me. Give me strength.
When I doubted your plans for me, I grew to be a warrior for the truth you placed into me. And they all soon deceived. So I coded a Jalagi, a tribal spirits in unity, one for grandfather eternally. They thought to feel you and feel the way y'all want it. They think y'all dead, they lose y'all constantly upon it. Puts my heart on the ground, knowing bullets took you down. But they say what goes around does indeed come back around. Got me thinking about terrorists and these rumors of war. These droughts, diseases, Mother Earth's tumor is sore. I see you believe it and know that you all do too. That's why I honor my word, I fight to the end for each. You. I understand now that every true warrior knows. Feed the people first, they come before him before he goes. So I'll continue down this path and give the people my hand. Just keep showing me that plan. Got no choice but to stand.
My ancestors.